Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes the need for research and innovation in agriculture. Centre issues guidelines for implementation of modal solar village under PM Surya Karmuft Bijli Yojana. Nagaland Health Minister Paiwang Konyak underscores significance of education and community engagement in the fight against HIV/AIDS. And Minister for PWD Housing and Mechanical Engineering Pashang Chang assures government support for landslide hit areas in Trensa. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for research and innovation in agriculture. On the release of 109 new crop varieties yesterday, he said these varieties are a tangible outcome of his focus on innovation in agriculture. During an interaction with farmers, Modi noted that farmers are conscious of their responsibility towards Mother Earth and are voluntarily transitioning away from pesticides and will move towards organic farming. The Prime Minister suggested solutions for farmers to adopt new varieties. He also suggested using the new variety in a small section and using it after satisfactory results of their own experiment. Centre today issued operational guidelines for the implementation of modal solar village under PM Surya Kar Muft Bijli Yojana. The new and renewable energy ministry said, under the scheme, emphasis has been placed on creating one modal solar village per district across the country. The ministry said a total financial outlay of 800 crore rupees has been allocated for this component. It said to be considered under this scheme, a village must be a revenue village with a population size above 5,000 or 2,000 for special category states. The ministry said that the villages will be assessed on their overall distributed renewable energy capacity installed in 6 months after the declaration of the potential candidate for the district level committee. The winning village in each district will receive a central financial assistance grant of 1 crore rupees. Nagaland's Minister for Health and Family Welfare, P. Paiwang Konyak, today underscored the significance of education and community engagement in the fight against HIV/AIDS. He said this at the launch of an Intensified Information, Education and Communication, IEC, campaign at Kohima, which marks the beginning of a statewide effort to raise awareness about HIV, promote safe practices and reduce stigma. The campaign initiated by the National AIDS Control Organization will aim to reach all corners of Nagaland over the next 2 months. In his speech, Minister Konyak highlighted that the IEC campaign is a movement that seeks to bridge the gap between information and action. He said the focus is not just on spreading awareness, but on providing education that can lead to healthier, safer and more informed communities. He emphasized the need for effective communication that resonates with different segments of the society, leveraging traditional media, digital platforms, community outreach and face-to-face interactions. The minister also called upon youths to become ambassadors of the campaign in spreading the message. Konyak said information is power, but it is only powerful when understood, embraced and acted upon. Meanwhile, Commissioner and Secretary and Chairman of the Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, V. Gezo, stressed upon the importance of self-worth and personal development. Gezo informed that the campaign will be carried out in collaboration with district administration, village councils and through school-level and interpersonal outreach programs. The event included a rally and administering of an HIV/AIDS free pledge. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. In the aftermath of the severe landslides that recently hit Trensang, Minister for PWD Housing and Mechanical Engineering P. Pashang Chang visited the devastated sectors yesterday. He met with evacuees housed at relief camps and also held crucial meetings with leaders from NSD Ward and Pinjang sector. Expressing deep empathy with the residents at Pingjiang, the minister said natural calamities strike without warning and called for all precautionary measures to minimize damage, ensuring that the severity of the situation is being recognized at the highest level of the state government. Chang urged the area leaders to collectively assess the severity of the landslide and take up the matter with the chief minister. At NST Ward, the minister was briefed on the recurring nature of the disaster, attributing the landslides to a large drainage system and a stone quarry. Sector union members urged the minister and district administration to consult with the landowners to curb mining activities and sought government's assistance in construction of retaining walls, proper drainage systems, and other measures to prevent the future disasters. Minister Chang acknowledged the untiring efforts of all teams at the relief camps, including the district administration, DDMA, NDRF, medical team, fire services, and security forces. The minister vowed to place the matter before higher authorities for a suitable and long-term solution for the affected residents. According to latest reports, over 250 households in Tuensang have been affected by the landslides, with 150 people currently sheltered in two relief camps. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports and Labour and Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, said the energy and dedication of the youth are key to realising the vision of Viksit Bharat. Delivering the keynote address at the Impact with Youth Conclave 2024 in Ahmedabad on International Youth Day today, he said youths are not just the leaders of tomorrow, but the change makers of today. Highlighting the transformative potential of digital technologies, the minister urged the youth to register on My Bharat platform, which will serve as a one-stop solution for all their needs, be it information, career applications or submissions. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio has extended wishes on International Youth Day. In a social media post, Rio said, "Young people are the heartbeat of change and innovation, driving progress across the world." Rio also paid tribute to the energy, creativity and leadership of the youth around the world. On the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister Yantung Opatan urged upon everyone to support and uplift the youth as they take the lead in building a world that reflects their visions. Deputy Commissioner Woka Vinit Kumar has underlined the importance of skill development for economic growth. He was speaking at a certificate distribution ceremony under PM Vishwakarma scheme at Woka today. Kumar encouraged the trainees to use their new skills to explore self-employment opportunities and set up their own businesses. He expressed hope that this would contribute not only to their personal livelihood, but also to the broader economic development of the region. At the function, certificates were awarded to 45 trainees who completed basic skill training under the scheme. And Mon District Planning and Development Board held its meeting for August today. Among others, the House discussed matters related to potential inflow of immigrants from Bangladesh amid ongoing troubles in the neighbouring country. Deputy Commissioner Mon Ajit Kumar Verma urged the House, villagers, blocks and citizens to be more watchful and to report any suspects to the administration or police station. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes the need for research and innovation in agriculture. Centre issues guidelines for implementation of modal solar village under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. Nagaland Health Minister Baiwang Konyak underscores significance of education and community engagement in the fight against HIV/AIDS. And Minister for PWD, Housing and Mechanical Engineering, Prashang Chang, assures government support for landslide-hit areas of Tuensang. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.